78 degrees at 8:55. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And the grain markets are just lightly mixed this morning. Not a whole lot of news overnight. We're still talking about heavy rains on the Minnesota, northern part of Iowa border that definitely will deteriorate both the corn and bean crops in that area. Right now, we see the corn markets up as much as a penny and three quarters, with December at 347 and a half, up a penny and three quarters. March at 359 and three quarters, a penny and three quarters higher. And July at 374 and a quarter, up a penny and one quarter. Beans are a little bit on the soft side of things, with the November beans at 826 and a quarter, down three and three quarters, January at 840, down four, and July at 876 and three quarters, that's down 3.5 cents. The meal market, which was a good support on yesterday's bean market rally of about 14, 15 cents, is a little bit lower today, again, with a December meal at 307.30, that's down $1.90. The December bean oil at 27.35 is 15 lower. The wheat market isn't getting much leverage from continued deterioration of the Australian wheat crop because of the fact that Canada's wheat crop looks to be a little bit better than earlier thought. The December Chicago wheat at 5.19 is down 3.5 cents. We did have export bookings come out this morning. They were really stout on the corn at 54.5 million bushel, but not much on the 2019-20 crop. A cheaper dollar has helped the corn market stabilized. However, we're not that far from contract lows, about 2 cents off today's lows, and that contract low was made on Tuesday. Likely will be retested again. The livestock markets had a pretty wild and woolly week, particularly on the hog side of things. The cattle, very, very quiet, continued to be quiet the last 2 days ahead of a Friday cattle on feed report. The October live cattle at 113.05 is a nickel lower, December unchanged, 119.97. Feeder cattle, October feeders at 158.35 are up 47 cents. The October hogs at 61.30 are $1.30 higher. We closed right at $60 last night. We're starting to see a lot of support coming into this market, both on the cash side and the future side, particularly in the front months, based on a deteriorating hog situation in China with a disease prevalent that has also expanded into Europe. Next week, we do have a hogs and pigs report coming out on Thursday. Keep in mind that the December hogs have made three-month highs. We had minor resistance at $57. We took that out very easily this week. $59 is the next area of resistance. Outside markets continue to show that the dollar index a little bit on the softer side, 93.57 on the nearby December futures. That's down 55 cents. We've got some of the outside markets. Crude oil certainly has had a huge surge in prices over the last week's time. The October crude is only 2 cents higher at 71.14. We have made new highs on the crude oil for the year. The metals markets are a mixed affair, with the copper under some pressure, but the gold market continues to climb. October gold at 1206.40 is up $2.50. The December at 1211 even is up $2.70. We continue to watch for this cattle on feed report Friday to show expanding numbers, probably some pretty heavy placements up 4 to 5% there. Shows good demand for U.S. corn in the Southern Plains and the Midwest. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. 78 degrees at 9 o'clock here in Urbana. A quick glance at current conditions across central Illinois. 78 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, 73 degrees in Pontiac, and up to 79 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. A high of 93 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of a shower and a low of 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of a thunderstorm. Not quite as hot, but the high of 83. Then mostly sunny, cooler, less humid for Saturday. A high of 72. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 901.